Todd Solondz's 1995 film Welcome to the Dollhouse made him a critic's favorite and a star in the world of independent filmmakers. His next film, Happiness, was very controversial because of its subject matter. He even had to change distributors. Storytelling is his first film since then. John Powers has a review.
4 years ago, Todd Solondz made the much-acclaimed, much-reviled movie Happiness. This dark satire of middle-class life was chock-full of unhappy stuff. Loneliness, pornography, murder, pedophilia. Its vision of the world was so bleak, even misanthropic, that you wondered where he could possibly go next. His frustrating new movie, Storytelling, suggests that Solondz himself is not quite sure. The movie's broken into two distinct stories. The first and shorter one is called Fiction. It stars Selma Blair as Vi, an artsy, liberal-minded college girl who wears Steve Biko t-shirts and has a boyfriend with cerebral palsy. But she's drawn to her cruel writing professor, Mr. Scott. That's Robert Wisdom, a black Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist who resents being mired in a small-time college and pays the world back by deriding his students' work and betting the white women in his class. Vi deliberately lets herself be seduced by Mr. Scott, who gets her to do his rough sexual bidding while goading him on with racial epithets. Vi turns this degrading scene into a barely fictionalized short story, which ends with its heroine saying that she's become a whore. Here's how her writing class responds.
Why do people have to be so ugly? Write about such ugly characters? It's perverted. I know you all think that I'm being prissy, but I don't care. I was brought up in a certain way, and this is mean-spirited.
Yeah. Well, it did seem a little affected. Like by using taboo language, you were trying to shock us about the hollowness of your characters.
If you've ever been in a real writing class, you'll know how amusingly accurate that scene really is. But its major point, I think, is letting Solondz answer his critics. Like Vi, he's been accused of dwelling on ugliness and violating his audience with vile material. But we know that Vi's story is the truth, at least the truth as she sees it, even if her listeners don't want to believe it. See, Solondz suggests, what seems like my nastiness is merely the nastiness of life. Well, not really. Solondz clearly digs focusing on meanness and grotesquerie. If a worm's not in the apple, he'll put it there. Still, even if Vi makes an easy target, her story has an undeniable mesmerizing power. And it provokes complicated questions about race, sex, and storytelling, the immoral ambiguity of life, and the demand for moral clarity in art. These are fresh themes for Solondz, and in Fiction, you can feel him pushing towards something new. Alas, you can't say the same for the next much longer story, Nonfiction, which finds him shooting fish in a barrel. For starters, it takes him back to the New Jersey suburbs, a place he views with all the affection that Osama bin Laden would bring to Las Vegas. Paul Giamatti plays a sad sack documentary filmmaker, making a movie about high school kids. He settles on Scooby, nicely played by Mark Webber, a stoned underachiever who ambles thoughtlessly through life, somehow thinking he might wind up as the next Conan O'Brien. Scooby's surrounded by a family that finds Solondz at his gargoyle manufacturing worst. As dad, John Goodman is bullying and grotesquely obese. As mom, Julie Haggard is all twitches and bad taste. She wears a gaudy blouse with Hebrew letters. One of Scooby's brothers is a smug jock, and he gets knocked into a coma. The other's an evil little A student who thinks their hardworking maid Consuela doesn't work hard enough. Although Nonfiction contains some good jokes and an excellent performance by Giamatti, there's nothing here that Solondz hasn't done before better. Whether you liked Happiness or not, and I did, you had to admit it was extremely well constructed. It had an icy precision, and it had scope. This major section of storytelling is just scattershot, and when it ends, ending the whole movie, you gasp in disbelief. This can't be all that Solondz is giving us, can it? His vision of life feels so dingy, so small-souled. And it doesn't help that here, too, he seems obsessed with answering his critics. At one point, the documentary filmmaker shows his editor footage from Scooby's life, and she says the stuff on screen is cruel. "But I love these people," he protests. Solondz would doubtless say the same about his characters here or in Happiness or in Welcome to the Dollhouse. Sure, he cruelly exposes all their foibles and mocks the world they inhabit. Sure, he's made his career by doing just that. Yet this doesn't mean that he doesn't finally love them. Maybe so, but it's a strange kind of love. Solanze's movies are all built around moments of humiliation, moments when other people, or even the whole world, seem to be laughing at his characters. The only time Vi or Scooby gain his sympathy is when their frail souls have been crushed by bitter experience. Then they finally become human to him. The centrality of mortification gives Solanze's work its distinctive tang, but in storytelling, the experience is joyless.
John Powers is executive editor of LA Weekly.